Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you so much for listening on this Friday morning. We do appreciate it. 34 minutes after the hour. So come on the program this morning, April Murray Fogle from Alabama Today. In the next hour, usual Friday guest, State Representative Mike Ball, the man in the moment right now, getting medical marijuana through the House of Representatives. Then they concurred in the upper chamber there, the Senate. So it's already to the governor's desk. We're waiting to see what's going to happen with that. But that's certainly a big deal, and looking forward to talking to Representative Ball about that. And finally, we close it out with our returning champion, as we do every Friday, State Senator Chris Elliott from Daphne. So make sure you stick around for that. Very state-focused today, but a lot to talk about on that end. Very excited to bring on my next guest from Troy, Pike County, down near the Wiregrass, if you're familiar with the area, State Representative Wes Allen. Good morning, Representative. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. I appreciate the opportunity to be on your program. Thank you.
Thanks for making time. A big announcement for you yesterday. You're kind of the first to get in, I think, in any of these statewide constitutional offices beyond, obviously, U.S. Senate race has already heated up somewhat, but making a run for Secretary of State, the seat currently occupied by John Merrill, term limited, not running again. But here you are sitting here today. You're in this race. Talk about your decision and that whole process to join in on this.
Yeah, Jeff, I appreciate it. Yesterday was a big day. We announced that going to be running for Secretary of State, and really, you know, my career, you know, prepared me experience being a former probate judge for 9.5 years here in Pike County, and being able to work with circuit clerks. And my circuit clerk and sheriff and poll workers and the board of registrars and, of course, Secretary of State's office, and to be able to administer, you know, 18 different elections over the course of that 9.5 years. And we did it, you know, without a single error or a problem. And, you know, that's that standard that the people of Alabama should come to expect, because they've got to be able to trust their elections. You know, I've got that experience. I've done it all from training the poll workers to proofing the ballots and, you know, visiting the precincts on election day and everything in between. So, you know, we've got that experience to go in on day one to make sure that, you know, our elections are the most secure in the country.
Well, and this office, maybe not in years past, most people couldn't tell you who the Secretary of State was, but now that election integrity is at the forefront, and, I mean, it is such a big thing now when we talk about our politics. This office, you know, maybe got a bit of a different spotlight than it once had.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I think a lot of people saw, you know, what was happening, you know, back in November, and how important election integrity is, Jeff. It really is important. And we've got to make sure that we do all we can to protect our elections and the process, and the people have to have confidence in it. And, you know, that's one thing I pride myself on during my time as probate judge. And, of course, you know, I serve in the State House now and for the past 3 years. And elections are very close and dear to my heart, because that's, you know, we've got so much experience in it, and we just want to make sure that we have the right policies in place to make sure we have the most secure elections in the country, and that's what we're prepared to do, and that's what we're going to be talking about on the campaign trail, and we're looking forward over the next year to get moving around the state.
Kind of looking at election integrity here in Alabama as it exists today. I mean, you would be, if you were elected, you're not inheriting a necessarily a bad situation at all, comparatively speaking, especially compared to, you know, our neighbors around the country. But I or not just our neighbors, but other states around the country. But what do you think is there, if we're talking about room for improvement and things that need to be, I don't know, maybe looked at, and you're talking about elections in Alabama, is there any, I don't know, any big ideas you have about what we could do? Does there any significant changes?
Well, let me just say that since I've been at the, you know, the perspective that I'm going to bring is the local perspective, because I've been in that courthouse. And like I said before, we've got a lot of experience in running elections, and I know how important it is, because it the local officials are really the ones that make it happen. You know, your probate judges, your circuit clerks, your board of registrars, your sheriffs, your poll workers on election day. And so I'm going to bring that local experience and that local perspective, because I've been on the ground and I've done it, and I'm going to be there to support all the hardworking election officials around the state. And you know, I've had to deal with the rules and regulations that have been handed down by the Secretary of State's office, and so you know, we've got that perspective. And you know, I just want people to understand, you know, I want every legal Alabama voter to know that their vote is important, it matters, it's going to be counted, and it will be protected. And that's the message that we're going to be taking to around the state.
We talk about elections and administering elections at the local level. Obviously, you were the Pike County probate judge before you came to the legislature. But the one thing, and then maybe you're more familiar with this than I am, but it does seem that there's a little bit of, you know, not everybody's necessarily on the exact same page. Does there need to be more uniformity in elections in this state? Are we kind of good with maybe a modicum of independence among the counties, all 67 counties in Alabama?
Well, you know, we've got, I think Alabama scored an A-plus in our election security and integrity this last election. So we've got a good process in place. You know, that's not to say that we may not need to address an issue here and there to make sure that everything is where it needs to be. But, you know, I trust these local elected officials to make sure that they do a good job, because I've worked with a lot of them. You know, I was president of the Alabama Probate Judges Association, and so I know a lot of those individuals. I know a lot of those circuit clerks around the state. I know how hard they work on the absentee process. And so, you know, our proposal to my proposal that bill that bans curbside voting, like I said before, you know, Representative Matt Simpson, who I just really appreciate, he handled that bill on the floor for me when I was out ill, sick that day, but he did a great job. But, you know, that bill really secures the chain of custody for the ballot, and that ballot should not leave the physical precinct, or the machine should not leave the physical precinct, because we've got to protect the chain of custody. And I think Alabama does a great job. And we're looking forward to that final passage. And I know we got one more day, legislative day remaining. So we're looking for final passage on that bill, and I think we're going to get it done.
On beyond that, what are the big places where you have seen problems in the past? The absentee ballot, for whatever reason, you have these weird abnormalities from time to time in absentee ballot participation. I think there were a couple of probate judge races in the Black Belt of Perry County and Wilcox County where the number of absentee ballots was just enormous. You had the mayor's election down in the Wiregrass down in Houston County, I think Gordon. Mm-hmm. You've had these instances where they come up, and if there was election fraud, it seems to be there in that arena. Do you think there's something to do there to shore up election integrity when it comes to this absentee ballot voting process in Alabama?
Well, sure. This absentee ballot, if there's going to be something where shenanigans can kind of occur, it usually is in the absentee process. And, you know, you mentioned a couple of instances where there were some problems. And you know, I think those issues were taken care of on the law enforcement side as far as getting convictions in those instances. But sure, I mean, you know, it's something that we need to remain vigilant on the absentee process. And because, you know, there's a lot of things out there that, you know, could possibly get sideways. But, you know, I trust those absentee election managers and those circuit clerks to make sure they're staying vigilant on it. So we're looking forward, like I said, to working with those local elected officials.
Hunt, the current Secretary of State has done a lot of things, you know, the controversies aside, but, you know, with the voter ID and the pledge to, if you can't go get an ID, they will come to your house and make an ID.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff like that that people are like, wow, this is giving out his cell number or whatever. Do you think, tell me this, do you think we should keep a lot of that, some of that stuff in place if you were to be the next Secretary of State?
Well, no doubt Alabama has a good, strong photo voter ID law in place. And when it was first implemented, or when it went into effect, we didn't have any issue implementing it in Pike County. Like, there was no complaints about it. Everybody just thought it was common sense. And I think the polls reflect that of people that think that photo voter ID is, you know, that's what we need to be doing. It's, you know, it is common sense. And, you know, it's one of those situations where, you know, we've got to protect that system. But Alabama does a good job. If somebody doesn't have one, I mean, they will literally go to your house and you can get one, or you can go to the courthouse, to the Board of Registrar's office, and get you a photo ID. I mean, we've made it easy on individuals that don't have one. So, you know, we've got a good process in place. I will say that.
Joined by State Representative Wes Allen here on the program. My representative, move on to the business of the legislature last night from your perch. What, kind of give us a rundown of what happened from your perspective, because I was watching on the live stream, but I know that, you know, that one shot of the camera, there's a lot going on behind the scenes and the way that all shook out. I'm a little surprised it ended the way it did. You know, because there was that last-ditch effort. But what happened last night with the gaming and the last-minute kind of, I don't know, deal-making that just didn't quite happen?
Yeah, so, you know, the vote just wasn't there for the comprehensive package, you know, of gambling, apparently. And it looked like they were bringing a lottery bill, and I think it just... Jeff, from what I understood, they just ran out of time. I mean, it just, the clock just ran out. I mean, it was just, there wasn't time to get it to the floor. And I think that's basically what happened. Now, that's from my perspective. And, you know, I wasn't in on all of the conversations in, you know, from the leadership and what they were trying to put together. So, but from my perspective, it was just a time issue from what I understood.
And I don't know where you are on this issue, where you would have been on the vote, but tell me, it wasn't necessarily the House's fault. The Senate just took so long to get something downstairs and didn't give the House the opportunity to consider it. Maybe the House could have taken up their own bill earlier in the session, but there's a lot going on. You know, with other things and the threat of COVID and as you experienced, you know, the possibility of not being able to stay in Montgomery for the entirety of the session. So that maybe messed things up, but it just seemed like getting it when they did and the rush made it very, very difficult.
Yeah. And, you know, the COVID, I guess, protocol, like you mentioned, you know, made it difficult as well, but it just never seemed like, the House and Senate leadership or whoever, you know, couldn't ever get on the same page, the priorities or whatever, to what needed to be in the bill and how it needed to be handled. So, you know, I can't speak, Jeff, to the conversations that went on in leadership and that thing and that, so forth. So it just kind of just died last night, and it was a late night. I mean, I got home early this morning. I mean, we went to the last possible minute, and we got one legislative day remaining.
What? And you didn't have that far to go, but what time did you roll in last night once you got out of town?
I think I ended up laying down in bed about 1:45, you know, close to 2 o'clock. So it was by the time I got everything out of the office and packed up, got my car, and got out of Montgomery. You know, wasn't much traffic on the road, you know, at 1:30 or so.
No, not at all. But that's that's not a fun drive to make at 1:30 in the morning down 231 there, Representative.
Yeah, lots of deer on the side of the road. Got to be careful.
Hey, we're up against a break here, but folks want to check out your campaign. They want to find you online. They find you on social media. Tell them where to go.
Yeah, sure. So, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and I'm pretty easy to find. Just Representative West Allen, and they can find me there. Just, go search for me, and I'm pretty easy to get in touch with.
Well, y'all go check him out. Representative, as always, we appreciate you making time for us. I'm sure this is going to be the first of many conversations we're going to have throughout this election cycle.
Yes, sir. Certainly appreciate it, Jeff. Thank you for the time.
We'll talk again soon. That was State Representative Wes Allen on the line. We got to get a break in here. We will return. This is the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5. Alabama, roll tide.
Carry on.